Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
On Spiritual Awakening Radio, the Yoga of Sound, exploring sound meditation or auditory mysticism. Surat Shabd Yoga. In the sacred texts of the great world religions, Gnostic traditions, and the Path of the Masters. Today's program is part one in an ongoing series. Today we'll focus on Buddhism and delve into the Baha'i Faith a bit later on. No doubt many of you have seen the movie Contact, released many years ago, based upon the book with that same title, authored by the late Dr. Carl Sagan. The story was about SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. In this film, scientists intercepted radio signals emanating from another part of the galaxy. These broadcasts were being beamed directly at the Earth by an alien civilization trying to get our attention. After many years of broadcasting, they finally succeeded. Their message was eventually deciphered. It contained schematics for constructing a transportation device, which would allow humans to travel to the distant world where the signals were coming from. After viewing this very worthwhile and philosophical film a number of years ago, I couldn't help comparing the parallels between this SETI scenario and one of the world's oldest forms of yoga meditation, Surat Shabd Yoga. Surat Shabd meditation, the yoga of the sound current. Shabda is based on an ancient Sanskrit word for divine or cosmic sound, heavenly music. For thousands of years now, human beings around the world have been tuning into a sound which comes from beyond the stars. For the practitioners of the yoga of sound, this heavenly music is also a means of transportation. By becoming one with the holy stream of sound, souls during their meditation practice may find themselves ascending in spirit or traveling through a tunnel toward the place where the sound emanates. This sound connects all souls of the universe to the timeless realm of the Great Spirit, or Lord of the Soul. Inner and outer sound in the world religions and mystical traditions. Being an initiate of Shabda meditation, and very much interested in comparative mysticism and religion, collecting world scriptures for a number of years, I would like to share with you some quotes from around the world on clairaudience, the ability to hear the mystic sound, the song of the Creator, the voice of the great life that brought all the bubble universes into existence. Sacred music in the world religions, I believe, are an attempt to imitate or mimic the mystic sound, the sound of God's voice vibrated and said, "Let there be," and all became. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, the Tao, the Shabda, the Nada, the Santi Sarma, the music of the spheres, the Om, and all things became. Indigenous cultures support the belief that the universe was brought into existence through sound. The Australian Aborigines, for instance, believe in song lines, meaning the way of the law, which sang the world and everything in it into existence. Native American traditions speak of the song of the Creator that created life, brought human beings to life, and sustains the universe. The Book of the Hopi, Native American spirituality, the first revelation of the Hopi's historical and religious world view of life, contains a beautiful story of creation. The Hopis are old, too. They are an ancient tribe of North America. In this Genesis account, the song of creation is the essential force that brings to life the first humans. They were just clay figures until the song of life was sung and they came to life, or incarnated, here. And the earth itself is described as a musical instrument. Quote, all along the vibratory centers, along the earth's axis from pole to pole, resounded his call. The earth trembled, the universe quivered in tune. Thus he made the whole world an instrument of sound, and an instrument for carrying messages, resounding praise to the Creator of all. Unquote. In this account from the Hopi scriptures, it says that it is our duty, our sacred purpose, as human beings, to echo this song of creation back to the Creator again by, quote, making a joyful sound throughout the land, unquote. Chant and sacred music in the world religions is all about that, right? And can cause souls to yearn. Souls can yearn to hear the real harmony of all harmonies, to develop a desire to meditate upon the inner sound of the Creator that fills the heavens. Another level of praise, another level of hymns, celestial, angelic hymns, if you will. According to the masters of Santmat and those who practice Surat Shabd Yoga, this current of sound, light, and love will take us back to God again, will take us home if we become one with it. I believe the sacred music, the music of praise, the joyful song dedicated to the Creator that the Hopi describe in their traditions, is an attempt to imitate or mimic something of the higher spiritual heavenly sounds. Sacred music is imitating, mimicking higher spiritual sound, bringing some aspect of the music of heaven to the physical world. Tibetan bells and bowls do this very effectively. The inventor of the sitar, the most well-known instrument of Indian classical music, or ragas, said that it was his attempt to, quote, capture the music of the spirit in terms of the physical world, unquote. He considered his attempt a failure, and what a glorious failure it is. The sitar, of course, is very beautiful, as are all Indian classical ragas. As beautiful as the sitar is, the real sound is far more glorious than any sound or outer music of this world. Harmonic overtone chant, something I learned how to do a number of years ago, the singing of two or more musical notes at the same time, is a vocal technique used in Mongolia, Tuva, Laos, Vietnam, and other Asian countries. The human voice is transformed into a sonic rainbow of tones and overtones, making the voice resemble the music of the spheres. A few years back, I learned how to do this wonderful practice, and it feels very good. It's kind of not just vowel chant, but overtone vowel chant. It's like several things happening harmonically at the same time. It seems more powerful. In India, many have verbalized the sound of the universe as Om, the Om chant. In Tibet, Buddhist monks created an otherworldly form of chant, their attempt to reproduce audibly something of the inner sounds they heard during their meditations. They did this for the benefit of others in the Sangha, that they might enjoy something, catch some sense of a higher music. The various Christians, Sethian, Jewish Hermetic, and other Gnostic schools of Egypt also devised forms of chant that they perceived as verbally mimicking or expressing the real name of God that otherwise is hidden in the silence of the soul. They chanted various combinations of vowels and have included them in their prayers. I praise you. I call your name that is hidden within me. That's from the Gospel of the Egyptians in the Nag Hammadi Library in English. Edited by James M. Robinson and published by Harper San Francisco. The Divine Vibration. There are many examples of vowel chant in the Nag Hammadi, certain Nag Hammadi Hermetic and Sethian texts, also in the Bruce Codex, another collection of Egyptian Gnostic writings, which I have copies of translated into English. Many examples of vowel chant or the IAO, or random combinations of vowels. Sometimes they spell out sacred names, and other times it seems more like glossolalia or combinations of vowels. The Gnostic Gospels are filled with many examples of chant and names of God that were used by Egyptian mystics and monks during meditation practice to explore the kingdom of the heavens within and the wonders of inner space. These ancient texts provide many examples of souls ascending in spirit through various heavenly realms on their way back to the eighth plane, the heavenly state or realm of ultimate reality beyond the seven heavens, where the nameless God resides, beyond all the veils of light, sound, and illusion. Whether it's drumming, Orthodox chant, Coptic chant, Armenian chant, Ethiopian chant, or any of the other forms of chant, Indian classical ragas or bagpipes, for millennia, humans have been echoing various aspects of this song of creation back to the Creator again. For in the beginning of the times, so did we all share in the holy stream of sound that gave birth to all creation. A quote from Edmond Bordeaux-Zeke's Essene, Gospel of Peace, which he wrote many decades ago in Europe. Across the many centuries and around the world, mystics in the scriptures they left behind recorded some of their experiences with inner sound, the heavenly music that comes from beyond the silence. Encountering the sound current might be as subtle as hearing a faint tone or hum, a ringing in meditation, or as blissful as becoming one with a cosmic symphony on a higher plane of existence, a virtual near-death experience. Beyond what earthly language is capable of truly conveying. The sound current of enlightenment in Buddhist mysticism, the divine eye according to the Buddha. With the divine eye, which is purified and surpasses the human, a monk surveys 1,000 worlds, just as a man with good sight when he has ascended to the upper palace chamber might survey 1,000 wheel rims. So too with the divine eye, which is purified and surpasses the human, a monk surveys 1,000 worlds. The divine ear, according to the Buddha, I have proclaimed to my disciples the way whereby with the divine ear element, which is purified and surpasses the human, they hear both kinds of sounds. They have two different kinds of hearing, in other words, the divine and the human, those that are far as well as near. That's a reading from the Middle Length Discourses of the Buddha, on the perfection of direct knowledge. You know, Buddhist gnosis, Buddhist mysticism, the divine eye and the divine ear. Very much part of true esoteric Buddhism. A very rare thing to find in this world. This reading comes from the book Mind Beyond Death, a rather NDE-sounding title for a book, published by Snow Lion Publications, representing Tibetan Buddhist teachings. It is easiest to hear this sound when it is quiet, particularly at night time. Once you have identified the sound, then you place your awareness on it without wavering. Resting your mind in the sound, you continue to listen, going further and further into the sound itself. An amazing passage that reminds me a little bit of the near-death account of Pam Reynolds, where she talked about hearing a tone in the key of D, and it wasn't just a sound that was pulling her out of her body through the top of the head, but it was also a kind of road to travel upon. The sound is a kind of path that you traverse, she, in her near-death encounter experience, described sound as being not just sound, but a kind of means of transportation, a kind of highway of sound. Swimming in the sound, going further and further into the sound. Ajahn Sumedho, a monk of the Theravadan school of Buddhism, from his book The Sound of Silence, says, "As you calm down, you can experience the sound of silence in the mind. You hear it as a kind of high-frequency sound, a ringing sound that's always there. It is just normally never noticed. Now, when you begin to hear that sound of silence, it is a sign of emptiness, a silence of the mind. It's something you can always turn to. As you concentrate on it and turn to it, it can make you quite peaceful and blissful. Meditating on that, you have a way of letting the conditions of the mind cease without suppressing them with another condition. Otherwise, you'd just be ending up putting one condition over another." So he is saying that this is a natural way of focusing and relaxing without suppressing thoughts in a forceful kind of way, but your thoughts just naturally fall away and you just naturally enter into this blissful state, or what they call in India a sahaj practice, a natural practice. It's a perfectly ordinary thing to enter into that kind of mental tranquility and stillness by focusing on the sound. There's nothing forced about it. It's just something that naturally occurs if you let it happen. Buddhism has a lot to say about inner sound, heavenly music, transcendental hearing, as the gateway to enlightenment. It's a very rare teaching. Only people who study the works of living masters and follow this kind of meditation will notice these kinds of passages in the world religions and go, I know what that's about. And otherwise, these passages remain opaque or hidden or ignored or not paid any attention to, not understood. Just esoteric gobbledygook words in a book that no one hardly ever reads. Only living mystics who follow a living mystic teacher care about this stuff and notice it in schools of spirituality from days gone by when others had living teachers and they too focused on inner spiritual practice. So it takes one to know one. It takes a Gnostic to recognize what Gnostic practices are. It takes a mystic to appreciate what some form of Tibetan Buddhism once upon a time was into for a practice. It takes a living mystic to appreciate past mystics like Jalaluddin Rumi and Shams of Tabriz when they referred to heavenly sound and letting the sound take us back home again. It takes those who practice this kind of meditation to notice and appreciate the same practice when it's referred to in Buddhist texts, in Hindu texts, in texts by the Baha'i faith, in Judaism, in Gnostic Gospels, or the Gospel of John. Mystics notice and appreciate the universal mysticism wherever it has turned up, whether in the hymns of Hildegard of Bingen or references in countless spiritual classics of saints and mystics or scriptures from past ages gone by. Living mystics always notice and appreciate and understand what others once upon a time have experienced and practiced during their day. After the break, more from the world of Buddhism on Transcendental Hearing, the Cosmic Sound, the Yoga of Sound this week on Spiritual Awakening Radio. Stay tuned for more after these messages.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you.
name is James B., and Spiritual Awakening Radio streams live every week at this time on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. Today's program is on the Yoga of Sound in Buddhism and in the Baha'i Faith. Before the break, I mentioned that mystics are the ones that notice the teachings and inner mechanics of previous mystics of past generations and appreciate the universal teachings wherever they turn up, in Gnostic texts, Dead Sea Scrolls, poetry of Rumi, wherever it's found, the teachings of Pythagoras on the music of the spheres. Mystics are the ones to notice these things, blog about these things, write books on these things. There are some fantastic books on Gnosticism, for instance, authored by Sant Mat initiates, like The Stranger of Galilee, The Gnostic Mystery, The Gospel of Jesus, books on the Hem of the Pearl, The Robe of Glory, Odes of Solomon. This blog, which I'm sharing today, is an 8,000-word blog which I created called The Yoga of Sound, which has quotes from just about every world religions where there are references to inner sound. My focus today is Buddhism and later on the Baha'i Faith. The following reading comes from A Buddhist Bible, edited by Dwight Goddard. A wonderful translation featuring a collection of Buddhist sutras and the Tao Te Ching of Lao Tzu. This is one of my favorite passages from any Buddhist sutra, the Srungama Sutra of Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin Buddha, the hearer and answerer of prayer, has visited all the Buddha lands of the 10 quarters of the universe and has acquired transcendental powers of boundless freedom and fearlessness, and has vowed to emancipate all sentient beings from their bondage and suffering. How sweetly mysterious is the transcendental sound of Kuan Yin. It is the subdued murmur of the sea tide setting inward. Its mysterious sound brings liberation and peace to all sentient beings who, in their distress, are calling for aid. Srungama Sutra of the Buddha, found in A Buddhist Bible, edited by Dwight Goddard. Sentient beings pray, crying out for aid, for assistance, seeking to be liberated from their bondage and suffering, wherever they are in the cosmos. The vision presented here in this Srungama Sutra far transcends the earth itself and speaks of sentient life in many places in this realm of matter and dark matter that we call the universe or the multiverse, what some masters call Pinda Desh, the gross material realm. Prayer can be answered, especially given this big picture view of Buddha lands of the 10 quarters of the universe, and this liberation process of sentient beings crying out to be free, as if they're sort of being birthed in the womb of matter and will go through some kind of tunnel to a bright light, a brightly lit realm, and be born into that realm, will be given birth somehow into this other realm. The sound comes and leads them home, guides them along their way. A transcendental hearing, a transcendental sound that liberates souls. Also from the Sringama Sutra, Ananda, the disciple, and all you who listen here should inwardly turn your faculty of hearing to hear your own nature, which alone achieves supreme bodhi. That is how enlightenment is won. Buddhas as many as the Ganges sand entered this one gateway to nirvana. All past Buddhas have achieved this method. Sringama Sutra. Listening to our own Buddha nature, turning inward our faculty of hearing, is the pathway to enlightenment. For all past Buddhas and present disciples, living disciples, living students are given that same instruction to turn inward their faculty of hearing in order to reach enlightenment. Some commentary from Ajahn Amaro. Listening to the inner sound brings the heart into a position of acute inner awareness. It is not that the inner sound has some magical property, rather it is that bringing of the alert mind, bringing openness and receptivity to sound, is symbolic of the presence of ultimate truth. The sound is always there. We don't have to create it. It is featureless. It is ever-present. So it is a good symbol for ultimate reality itself. More spiritual awakening to come after these messages. Stay tuned.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Thank you.
of sound in Buddhism. On today's Spiritual Awakening Radio, picking up where I left off, Ajahn Amaro commenting on the Sringama Sutra and the way of transcendental hearing as the gateway to nirvana or enlightenment. Listening to the inner sound brings the heart into a position of acute inner awareness. It is not that the inner sound has some magical property. Rather, it is that bringing of the alert mind, bringing openness and receptivity to sound, is symbolic of the presence of ultimate truth. The sound is always there. We don't have to create it. It is ever present. So it is a good symbol for ultimate reality itself. In the sutra, the Sringama Sutra, the Buddha praised this method, the meditation on listening, as the best method for enlightenment. Ajahn Sumedho had been teaching the meditation on the nada sound for some years, so he was elated by this connection, by seeing this connection to another Buddhist tradition. He hadn't realized that there had been so much emphasis on this in traditional Buddhist meditation practices, this presence of inner sound meditation, transcendental hearing. A paragraph from Ajahn Amaro, commenting on the Sringama Sutra of Mahayana Buddhism. He himself is Theravadin, and his teacher, Ajahn Sumedho, is from the Theravadin tradition. And Sumedho had made friends with a sound mystic who was from France, who wrote a book on the law of attention, Nada Yoga, and the way to inner vigilance. His name was Edward Salam Michael. And, you know, his research into sound had a great impact on Ajahn Sumedho. And so Sumedho was very pleased to discover yet another strain of Buddhist thought, you know, on sound meditation. The Sringama Sutra was originally written in India in Sanskrit. It's so old that there is no surviving Sanskrit manuscript, as far as I am aware. There were copies of it made in Chinese, and that's what's used these days as the basis for translating the Sringama Sutra. It's a very old Buddhist sutra, a kind of Gnostic gospel of Buddhism, an esoteric text from the Buddhist world. The following is from a white paper on the Sringama Sutra titled, Who is Listening? All about transcendental hearing, the sound of silence, meditation practiced in Theravadin Buddhism by Ajahn Sumedho, as taught to the Reverend Guo Qin, who is the author of this particular white paper. And this is her description of the stages of inner sound meditation in the Sringama Sutra. That Buddha taught me to enter samadhi, deep meditation, through a process of listening. I began with a practice based on the nature of hearing. One. First, I redirected my hearing inward in order to enter the current of the sages. Two, then external sounds disappeared. Three, with its direction reversed and with sounds stilled, both sounds and silence cease to arise. Four, so it was that, as I gradually progressed, what I heard and my awareness of what I heard came to an end. even when that state of mind in which everything had come to an end disappeared, I did not rest. Stage 5. My awareness and the objects of my awareness were emptied, and when that process of emptying my awareness was wholly complete, then even that emptying and what I had emptied vanished. And stage 6, coming into being and ceasing to be themselves, cease to be. Then the ultimate stillness was revealed. Who is listening? Authored by the Reverend Guo Qin. Who is listening? At the end of the process, it sounds like no one is listening. There is no I, there is no ego. There is only this awareness in a very altered state, the state of ultimate stillness. What others might have called the Pleroma or heavenly rest, divine repose. The inner sound, meditating on this inner sound, produces different effects and leads one to a transcendental state of stillness. It's a kind of progression of consciousness. Another way of saying the soul leaves the body, or the consciousness merges and becomes one with that divine sound. And then there is only the divine sound, like a drop going back to an ocean of sound and stillness. After the break, I wish to delve into sound mysticism in the Baha'i Faith. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean. Stay tuned for more after these messages.
Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutga. That's facebook.com/lovinghutga.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Yoga of Sound in Buddhism and the Baha'i Faith, today on Spiritual Awakening Radio. Just a bit more about Buddhism. This is from the Tibetan Book of the Dead. O nobly born, when thy body and mind were separating, thou must have experienced a glimpse of the pure truth, subtle, sparkling, bright, dazzling, glorious, and radiantly awesome. In appearance, like a mirage moving across a landscape in springtime, in one continuous stream of vibrations. Be not daunted thereby, nor terrified, nor awed. This is the radiance of thine own true self. Recognize it. From the midst of that radiance, the natural sound of reality reverberating like a thousand thunders, simultaneously sounding, will come. That is the natural sound of thine own real self. Be not daunted thereby, nor terrified, nor awed. This is from the white paper titled Who is Listening by the Reverend Guo Qin, who begins by quoting Ajahn Amaro on the revival of sound meditation in Buddhism. When he, Ajahn Sumedho, first taught this method to the Sangha at Chithurst that winter, he referred to it as the sound of silence, and the name stuck. Later, as he began to teach the method on retreats for the lay community, he began to hear about its use from people experienced in Hindu and Sikh meditation practices. Here he's referring to followers of Sant Mat in the West. In these traditions, he found out this concentration on the inner sound was known as Nada Yoga, or the Yoga of Inner Light and Sound. It also turned out that books had been written on the subject, commentaries in English, as well as ancient scriptural treatises, notably the book The Law of Attention, Nada Yoga and the Way of Inner Vigilance by Edward Salim Michael. In 1991, when Ajahn Sumedho taught the sound of silence as a method on a retreat at a Chinese monastery in the United States, one of the participants was moved to comment, quote, "I think you've stumbled on the Surangama Samadhi. There is a meditation on hearing that is described in that sutra, and the practice you have been teaching us seems to match it perfectly." That's included in the white paper, Who is Listening? By the Reverend Guo Qi, the Reverend Guo Qin, who's been a guest on this program a few years back. You can catch some of her talks on hearing and sound at YouTube. The following, which teaches us about acquiring spiritual eyes and ears, is taken from the revelation of Baha'u'llah of the Baha'i Faith of Persia. Baha'u'llah teaches, quoting from the Mathnawi written by Rumi, the Sufi poet, that man will not be able to receive the light of God in this day unless he acquires a new eye. Eyes which are fixed on the things of this world can never see the glory of his revelation, and ears which are tuned to the voices of the ungodly cannot hear the melodies of the kingdom. By new eyes and new ears, he means spiritual eyes and spiritual ears. He states that since the eye of the spirit receives its light from God, it is shameful to let it turn to a stranger, and reaffirms that the purpose of God in creating the inner eye was that man might behold the beauty of his manifestation in this world. The following is from the hidden words of Baha'u'llah of the Baha'i Faith of Iran. O son of dust, blind thine eyes, that thou mayest behold my beauty. Stop thine ears, that thou mayest hearken unto the sweet melody of my voice. Empty thyself of all learning, that thou mayest partake of my knowledge. And sanctify thyself from riches, that thou mayest obtain a lasting share from the ocean of my eternal wealth. Blind thine eyes, that is, to all save my beauty. Stop thine ears to all, save my word. Empty thyself of all learning save the knowledge of me, that with a clear vision, a pure heart, and an attentive ear, thou mayest enter the court of my holiness. From a very mystical text of the Baha'i Faith known as the Hidden Words of Baha'u'llah. Very Sufi-like in many ways. Very beautiful, very eloquent, poetic, and ecstatic. The first two or three leaders of the Baha'i Faith were very much mystics and have a lot of wisdom to share. You've been listening to Spiritual Awakening Radio this week, exploring the yoga of sound in mostly Buddhism, a little bit of the Baha'i faith. At the end next week, we'll continue on with the Judeo-Christian tradition and Gnosticism, and in the weeks to come, we'll cover many of the great world religions, including those Hindus and Sikhs that the Buddhist teacher referred to in the reading earlier, the paragraph earlier from the Buddhist text, Who is Listening? We'll explore the yoga of the sound current, the audible life stream, in all the great mystical traditions and world religions and scriptures over the weeks to come. If you'd like to receive a copy of my booklet, The Yoga of Sound, send me an email at this address, james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. james@spiritualawakeningradio.com, or send a text message to this number, 508-603-9381. 508-603-9381. There is a donate button at my website, Remember This Program. Those interested in supporting this online and on radio mission, please remember this program this time of year. There's a donate PayPal button on the website. Also at my website are links to podcasts that you can download for free. You can read blogs. You can receive my newsletter, daily spiritual quotes via social media. There are links to all of these buttons, apps, and links at my website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. My name is James Bean. Thanks for joining me today on Spiritual Awakening Radio.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time. With Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us. Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. from there, you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/spiritualawakeningradio, where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.